This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This week is Homelessness Week, and if you walk past the Victorian Pride Centre, pop in because you'll see something striking. Hundreds of delicate handmade origami houses, each one a symbol, a story, and a statement. And the exhibition is part of the Houses at Parliament campaign, which has previously taken over the steps of Parliament to demand action on public and social housing. Well, joining us is Ruth Gordon, Regional Homelessness Network at the Southern Homelessness Services Network. Ruth, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the network. What do you do?
So our network is a network of all the funded specialist homelessness services across the southern region of Melbourne. So it sort of comes from Port Phillip all the way down to Mornington Peninsula and across to Casey and Cardinia, so 10 local government areas. And all of our members provide homelessness services across that area. So you might have heard of Launch Housing, Salvation Army, WAYS, Sacred Heart Mission, Better Health Network, who are based in the Pride Centre. They're our members. So.
Now, yeah. Ruth, tell us about the Houses at Parliament campaign. What's it all about?
Yeah, so we have these networks across Victoria. There's 9 of us, and we come together as the Victorian Homelessness Network. And over the last 2 years, we've taken these little origami houses to the steps of the Victorian Parliament. So we've made 6,000 houses that we took the Parliament House and displayed them on the steps. And we've put this exhibition together to show what has happened over the last couple of years, but we've also got a section of that display on the beautiful steps at the back of the Pride Centre for people to come in and learn about the campaign.
I was going to ask you why origami houses, but when I walked in before, I was quite struck by the number of houses, and you look at it, and I suppose then you look at it and you say, oh my goodness, you know, each one of those represents a homeless person. And it's quite powerful, isn't it?
It is, it is. And we're actually across Victoria trying to make 60,000 origami houses. So there are people doing these displays across Victoria. It could be libraries, community centres, op shops, schools, and putting them all together. So we, instead of being at Parliament this year, we've bring it into the community. So every across Victoria, particularly tomorrow and throughout this week, there will be displays in the community and events happening across the state. So it's really exciting. We have an online tally, so we'll be making more origami houses at the Pride Centre during this week and adding them to the statewide tally. So we're trying to make 60,000 because that represents the number of houses that we need to meet the current demand for people experiencing homelessness and people at risk at homelessness across Victoria.
Ruth, what sort of experience do you want people to have when they walk into the exhibition space this week?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we really want people to come down and engage with the exhibition. So there's a part of it where they can actually learn about homelessness in their area. We've got stats and facts from local council areas about homelessness. We're really trying to break down some of those stereotypes about homelessness and show that, you know, what it is really about. You know, it's about women and children escaping violence, about young people. It's not your stereotypical person that you think. So we're trying to break down some of those stereotypes. We'll have staff there at lunchtime every day from 12 till 2 p.m. And we can talk to, we'll have people with lived experience of homelessness also there, so people can come along. They can make learn how to make an origami house. They can have a chat with us and learn about homelessness. They can look at the exhibition and they can also take some photos. We've got all of our hashtags there too, so people can take photos because they look great and post them on their socials to help us continue to raise that awareness. So people can have a role to play. It's not just coming and learning. There's a bit of activity making the origami house. You can write a little message, and we're building up that interactive part of the display over this week. So excited to see how it looked by the end of the week.
Ruth, it's I love talking to people and hearing their stories, and I was talking to one homeless person recently, and they said to me, you know what, I never thought it would happen to me. Is that one of the myths?
Yeah, I think some my experience, there's some people where you think, oh, it would never happen. And then there's other groups of people where there's kind of like intergenerational poverty and trauma, and where it's kind of inevitable. So this, I always sort of describe it that way. There's sort of two groups of people, and and everyone's story is different. Everyone's pathway into homelessness is different, and everyone's pathway out of it is different. So as well as the housing, we need to have the supports for people that responds to their particular individual needs and issues and helps them, you know, get into that house, but also then stay in that house and not come back into homelessness if their issues aren't dealt with and settled. And the house gives them the stability and the environment from which to then to build a life and thrive. But it's not all that's needed. So that's part of what we'll be talking to people about this week as well.
We're speaking with Ruth Gordon about the Houses of Parliament exhibition, which is on this week at the Victorian Pride Centre for Homelessness Week. Ruth, how does homelessness disproportionately affect rainbow people, particularly young people?
That's a really good question, and we acknowledge that in the exhibition, that it is an overrepresentation of the rainbow community in people experiencing homelessness. We don't have the stats to kind of show how much that is, and part of that is the problems around collecting the data and the challenges of that, and we're hoping to do some work on that in next year's census, which you've probably already looked at and talked about with other people, but that's something we're hoping to rectify. But it can impact on this community when people come out to parents, for example, and they can still in this day and age get thrown out of home for coming out, or if people find out without that being officially told, you know. So there's still challenges, and you guys would know this better than me, that it's the, I guess, more a greater experience and risk of violence to this community. So it's like intersection. So it's the intersection, greater risk of mental health issues, all the other health issues. So all of those things combine and make it even more challenging when LGBTIQ plus people experience homelessness on top of whatever other issues they are experiencing at the same time. Ruth, so it can be a cause of someone's homelessness, you know, when their family finds out and they're not happy about it. That could easily happen, and does happen, unfortunately.
What commitments are you hoping to see from government?
Yeah, thanks for us. And the campaign asked to build 6,000, at least 6,000 new social homes. So that's public housing and community housing over the next 10 years. So the total of 60,000 houses to meet that demand. And then we're also asking them, the federal and state government, to implement the 10-year national and housing and homelessness plan with a commitment to end homelessness. We believe that homelessness in Australia can be ended if there's the political will to do so. We know how to end it. We just need to get on with it and do it. And for most people, a home that they could afford would end their homelessness. So building those houses is the first step. And the government is starting to build more houses, but we're finding it challenging to get access for our clients who are on the lowest incomes into those houses. So that's what we need, those dedicated pathways into new housing for our clients, and that plan, that 10-year plan that the government actually promised when they were first elected and we haven't seen yet. So we feel that, and that we want that to be holistic and ambitious and take in all the, you know, prevention of homelessness, early intervention, and then also getting people into the housing that they need, to be really comprehensive plan, and put that this is the time to act, we feel.
Has the government responded to your campaign in the past?
Not directly, no. So they did, like I said, they have announced this 10-year plan, but they haven't, and a lot of our sector have contributed lots of ideas to the plan, but it seemed to stall. We're very excited that Josh Burns, our local member for McNamara, is actually just been announced as the special envoy for social housing and homelessness. So he's going to be taking that on. He has taken that on, and we hope that will give a stronger focus to these issues in the federal with the federal government.
Ruth, how can people take part in the exhibition this week or support the campaign if they can't make it to the Pride Centre?
Yeah, fantastic. Come down to the Pride Centre if you can. It's there all week until Friday. The exhibition will be staffed from 12 till 2 every day. So if you want to have a chat and have someone show you how to make an origami house, you can do that between 12 and 2. But the exhibition is open from 9 till 5 until Friday afternoon. If you can't, you can get on to the Homelessness Network website, vhn.org.au, and learn more about the campaign there. And even that's got the list of all the hashtags we've done in the past, ideas for social media. You can even learn how to make origami houses from the instructions on the website, and then load the number of houses that you make onto the statewide tally. That would be great. As many people as we can have talking about these issues this week and showing their support, the more attention this issue will get, and the more solutions we'll get.
No judging my origami houses, Ruth.
I can easily show you how to make one in about 2 minutes. You'll be a master. So
I'm going to do one. I'm going to give it a go tonight. Ruth Gordon, thank you so much for joining us and for helping bring these powerful stories into the public view as well.
Yes, thanks for having me, Warren. I hope to see many of your listeners at the Pride Centre. Come up and say hi. I'm there most days this week and our staff will be there. We're wearing T-shirts, so come up and say hi and learn how to make a house and see what we have to say.
Thank you so much, Ruth. The Houses of Parliament exhibition runs this week from August 4 through to 8 at the Victorian Pride Centre here in St Kilda.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.